licensing several weeks ago, we weren't expecting the Cowboys to be past the wild card round of the playoffs. So, because that's, you know, that's usually how that goes. They never make it. But no, we don't schedule anything around sports or any other thing for that matter. This is the Lord's work. And if you would take your Bibles, turn to Joshua 24, and then Deuteronomy 6. Joshua 24, and as Pastor says, stick a bony finger right there, and then go to Deuteronomy 6. I thought I had another song or something else between the preaching, so I popped a cough drop in, so we'll see how it goes. Deuteronomy 6, and hold your place there in Joshua 24. We'll get there later. All right. How many of y'all have seen a relay race where one team is just, I mean, they're tearing it up, and they're so far ahead by the time that the fourth leg comes, man, he's so far ahead that he doesn't even have to run hard. He can just coast his way to the finish line. How many of y'all have seen a race like that? How many of y'all have seen a race where the guy's coasting to the finish line and then another guy from behind passes him and takes that first spot? Anybody seen that? Those races are awesome to see. They're so much fun. If you haven't seen that, go look it up on YouTube. I did when in preparing for this sermon, and there's just several races that are just incredible comebacks. Like, you can't even see the person in the screen, and by the time they get around here, she's the one that won, or he's the one that won, and just incredible things. I remember watching one of the comebacks live whenever I was a kid. The 2008 Olympics, the 400-meter swim relay between USA and France, when they had Michael Phelps and all that stuff, and they had four guys, and an epic come-from-behind victory that was. How many of y'all remember? Y'all seen that race? It stood out to me in my mind. I still remember it. I actually went and watched it yesterday. And I love epic comebacks. They're just, especially if it's the underdog. If it's the underdog, man, that's some good stuff right there. You can get into that and just cheer them on, and you just feel your energy getting into that. It's good stuff. So you're there in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Keep that in your minds, but we're there in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse 10, 11, and 12. This text here, verse 10, 11, 12, this is futuristic of God's promises to Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10 says, "And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land, which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." And we'll leave off right there. So the book of Deuteronomy, the name Deuteronomy means second law, means repeated law, and that's exactly what this is. It's a repetition of the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Exodus chapter 20 is the Ten Commandments. It's repeated in Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy is the last book that Moses wrote. It's towards the end of the wilderness wanderings when Israel was freed from Egypt and Moses was leading the nation. And Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy kind of as a recap of what happened and why it happened, but also what's going to happen and why it's going to happen. And it's a repetition of that verse, or chapter 2 and 3. He starts the chapter with, "Then we went here, and then we went here." So he's recapping and doing all these things. Why? Because repetition is very important for God's people, because we so often forget. Pastor talked a little bit about that this morning. So Israel had been... Pardon me, I still got this cough drop. Spit it out. Get rid of it. That was in the sermon. So these are my notes. All right. So Israel, all right. Everybody's past that now. All right. Well, Israel had been promised the land of Canaan, and they didn't have the faith. They didn't have the faith to actually go in and lay claim on those promises. They didn't have the faith to do that. So they were made by God to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. And basically the point of that was to kill off all the people that didn't have the faith. They didn't have faith, so God said, all right, we'll just wait until y'all die, until your carcasses are left in the wilderness, is what the Bible says. So now these last few years of Moses' life, he's giving this final encouragement, instruction, and also a warning to the nation of Israel. And in Deuteronomy 6, Moses highlights these first legs of the race that God ran for this generation of Israel. God promised them this land, and with the land came also some very fantastic things. There's some great blessings. God gave them in verse 10, it says, at the end of verse 10, and to Jacob to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not. He gave them cities that were mighty and cities that were wealthy that Israel did not contribute a thing to. They just got to walk in and there's a city. Given to them is what it says, to give thee great and goodly cities. All of the different people of the land, you got the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, the Philistines. They're not one of the Ites, but you know, you got to throw them in there too. They're the ones that surveyed the area. They're the ones that build up the cities. They're the ones that build up the dirt. They're the ones that made the bricks. They're the ones that mixed the mortar. They're the ones that labored through the process of building those cities, those great, mighty cities, and those wealthy cities. They're the ones that built up the wealth, not Israel. Israel was given these things. They were given these things. Now, yes, Israel did have to fight for the land. They had to go in and they had to do their part, but God had already promised them the land and everything within it. All they had to do was get out there and lay claim on these promises by faith. That's all they had to do. And God gave them these things. Verse 11 says he gave them houses full of things that Israel did not put there. The houses came built, fully furnished, and paid off.
Amen.
Amen. How'd you like that? You moved to a new town. That's a nice house. Oh, it's got my name on the mailbox. It's fully furnished, and there's no debt. Woo! That's pretty great right there. They were given these things. But Israel didn't put any of that stuff in those houses. They didn't work for any of that stuff. He also gave them, in verse 11, he gave them wells of water that they did not dig. Well, we know that in the past with Jacob, you know, they did dig some wells, but obviously they didn't dig all of them because he says, I'm giving you wells that you didn't dig. You're not the ones that went in and dug and actually dug down into the earth until you found water. And then you had to cover that one up because that's not good water. We got to go over here and find some actually drinkable water. They're the ones that set up the wells, the people of the land, not Israel. Israel didn't do any of that stuff. They were given those things. God also gave them vineyards and olive trees, gardens that Israel did not plant. They didn't plant those. Those vineyards were mature when they walked in there. They just walked right into those things. They had been weeded. They had been fertilized. The ground had already been tilled. The rocks were removed from the soil. The irrigation was set up with the automatic timer. I mean, they walked right in, and it was ready to go. The fruit was already on the vine, ready to be picked. And Israel, this generation of Israel, walked right into this all-you-could-eat buffet. Like, woo, we got houses, no debt, fully furnished cities. We got all the defenses, everything. Fruit, we have cattle and herds that they were able to take from. Tremendous blessings that God gave them. Now, you also have to recognize that God was judging these other nations, the other nations of the land in the promised land for their sin, while at the same time giving to Israel all of these things that the Canaanites had worked hard to build. So it was a judgment and a blessing at the same time. Now, I ran out of time. I was going to talk to this young man before the service if he could help me. But Seth, could you come help me with something? I have a illustration I need your help with. Huh? Just right in front of the platform, if you would, sir. All right. I have an illustration here, and hopefully it's going to work. Don't worry, you don't have to feed me Cheetos, okay? For those of you who know that story. All right. So this we're gonna do the old classic game of keeping the balloons off the floor.
Keep the upper.
Yeah. Don't let the balloons touch the floor. You ever played that game?
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's played that game. All right, so what we're going to do, though, is I'm going to start it off, and then I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, switch, and then you're going to take over keeping the balloons off the floor. Pretty simple?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, ready? Da-da-da. No, sorry, no, we're not juggling. Okay. All right. I'm just hitting them, not grabbing them, just keeping them off the floor. All right, ready? Ready? Oh, 3, 2, 1, switch. Okay, it's doing good. Doing good? All right, he's got that down. It's easy peasy. All right, you can hold off for a second. All right, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. I'm going to start it again. That's pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, nothing. All right, ready again?
Yeah.
Might get a little bit harder this time. Oh, here we go. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, switch. Okay, I kind of helped him out, tossed it right to him. Oh, he's going up the stairs. Look at this guy. Wow. Ah, he's got that one. That one's too easy. That's too easy. All right. All right, you ready? Back up a little bit. Give me some space now, man. All right. Don't crowd me. All right. 3, 2, 1, switch again. All right, ready? Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, switch. You know, this one hit the floor. Come on. Oh, both of them hit the floor. Oh, I failed. It's a lot harder whenever they're closer to the ground, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I needed from you. I appreciate it. Give Seth a round of applause. All right. Okay, it's a lot harder the closer the balloons are to the floor. You know, the first time I kept them way up there, you know, easy peasy, I got that cake, all right? He was pretty talented. He was going up and down the stairs, making me look bad. Second one, I kind of had chest level. The third one, obviously, I dropped down a little bit lower. But it's a lot harder for him to pick up where I left off the more I let the balloons drop. Okay, pretty simple. All right. Now, I talked at the beginning about comebacks. Okay, relay races and comebacks and the epic comebacks and just how fun they are to watch. But almost with every epic comeback, there's usually an epic collapse. There's just usually how it works. Israel's collapse, Israel's meltdown was of epic proportion. It was. Now, I don't have to go into detail of Israel's history. They demanded a king, were split into two nations, and then were taken into captivity. This is the judgment of God. Israel flopped. They flopped. They were blessed by God with a tremendous head start. They didn't have to build their cities. They didn't have to build their vineyards. They didn't have to plant their vineyards. They didn't have to grow their herds. They didn't have to build their wealth. God handed all of that to them, blessed them with these things. God gave them everything they needed, not just to succeed, not just to get by as a nation. He gave them everything they needed to prosper, to thrive, to have a great and growing nation. He gave them a great head start. They were blessed with tremendous things that would have taken them years, generations to build up. It takes years to build multiple cities with walls and defenses and all these things. It takes years. It takes years of work to build healthy and growing herds. It takes a long time. You can't just do it. All right, got it. It's been a week. Okay. No, it takes years. It takes years of work to build healthy, stable gardens and vineyards. We've had a garden for 5 years now, and we're still working on it. Pray for us. Not weeks, not even months. Years, generations. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, and God gave Israel everything they needed to flourish. But they didn't appreciate the blessings that they had been given. They took those cities, those houses and vineyards, and they took them all for granted. God ran the first leg of the relay race, and you know, it was a great lead for this generation of Israel. They had a huge lead on the competition. I mean, the race was won. They didn't have to run hard. They could have just easy peasy, but they didn't appreciate their lead, and they started coasting. They started coasting, and they were drifting through the final leg, and they're running, and you've seen these runners doing, they're pounding their chest like, yeah, look at me and everything, and they're running the lap, and they're like getting the crowd involved, like, oh yeah, cheer me on, I'm awesome. All the while, the crowd's cheering and rising to their feet, but not because of this guy. They're cheering for this guy back here, and the gap he's closing, it's like, oh, could this be one of those incredible comebacks? That's what they're excited about, not this guy that's just like, yeah. Look at me. No, that's not what they're cheering for. Israel reminds me of some of these modern athletes that claim, well, I'm the greatest defender I'm the greatest spinner the sport has ever seen. No one could do what I've done. I'm the man. Well, you're forgetting about all the people that came before you. The people that did everything that you did and more with less physical protection, less ref protection, and more responsibility. You forgot who came before you. And Israel, they did the same thing. They got a little bit big for their britches. If only they had a warning that coasting would cost them dearly. Oh, I think we actually read that warning, verse 12. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord. What happened? Well, they forgot the one that gave them the head start. They forgot the one that gave them this great head start. This generation, they walked into all these blessings. They had the balloons way up there. It was way up there. So whenever the switch came, like, man, we already have all the houses. We have the lands. We have the vineyards. We got it all. I don't even have to work hard. Easy. But over time, they let those balloons fall a little bit. And the generations following had a much harder time trying to get them from down low back up to where God had them originally. It was a whole lot harder. We'll never know exactly what could have happened if Israel had done all they could to keep those blessings going from generation to generation. I was going to ask Brother Jeff to help me with that illustration, but I ran out of time before the service. But Israel is a blessed generation. They failed to keep the balloons up. Every single person in here is a blessed generation. We are. From the oldest person in here to the youngest person in here, every single person is blessed. We have been given so many things by God. We have been given so many things by God. We've been given lands. Yes, we've been given lands. A country where we have religious freedom. A place to worship God. Amen. Religious freedom that I didn't bleed for. I didn't die for it. By the way, you didn't either. We were given these things. We didn't have our daddy carried off because we were crying for religious freedom, and now he's being carried off to be burned at the stake. We didn't go through that. We were given this religious freedom. We were given access to mission fields. Other guys blazed these territories and were murdered and slaughtered for these things and now have opened up the country for modern day missionaries to just walk right into the country. Well, don't forget who ran before you. Don't forget that guy. We were given these things. We were given this religious freedom. We were given lands. We were given houses, buildings, fully furnished, churches that we didn't start. Institutions that we didn't sacrifice for. Now, I'm not talking about immediate history. Even what Pastor said this morning, the past 30 years, that only a few are left for. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about history at large. I'm talking about the history of Christianity. History of, you just look at Baptist history with the Trail of Blood. And the men and women that were slaughtered, were cut in pieces and burned at the stake for being a Christian. We didn't do anything to build the Baptist name. We didn't do anything to build the Christian faith where it is. Hebrews 11 says that they were sawn asunder, slain with the sword, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. We're not worthy of those people that ran before us. And we were given these things. given these things. We were given vineyards, food. Amen. We didn't translate it. We didn't die for it. No one in here has had to hide this Bible in their house because the police are coming and they're going to take your kids away if they find a Bible in your home. No one in here has had to deal with that. We were given the Word of God in our language by God, given it. We didn't work for it. We didn't press for that. God gave these things to us. It's a spiritual all-you-can-eat buffet right there. Amen. Just like the vineyards that Israel walked into, and all they had to do was take them off the vine. It's right there. We have so many Bibles. I think I have 4 or 5 Bibles. It's all right there, and all I have to do is read it. There's the food that God has provided. Amen. God promised Israel all these wonderful, marvelous things. And if we fast forward to Joshua chapter 24, if you're holding your place there still, Joshua 24, look at verse 13. This is now talking in the past, after they've gone through the land, they've conquered the land, and here we are, Joshua 24, 13. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. It's not just cities that you said, that one's not good enough. Yo, you're living there. And the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. God promised, God delivered. But Israel didn't keep the blessings going for the next generation. God has promises to us too in His Word. God has promised us fruit and fruit that will remain. He's promised us spiritual success. He's promised us blessings. And all we have to do is lay claim on those blessings like Israel. All they had to do was go into the land. We have the promised land. Amen. We have it. It's here. We simply have to do what Israel did not. Keep the balloons high. Amen. Keep the blessings going. Keep the fire going in your bones. Is there not a cause? Amen. Amen. Keep it going. Verse 14, Joshua 24. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Amen. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Amen. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We might not be able to push those balloons any higher than what we've been given from the previous generation. They might have had them way up there, and hey, that we can't do any better than that. We might not be able to do that. But we cannot let them fall. Amen. We cannot let them fall. We have Israel's epic collapse. We have the warning. We have the example. And yet some of us who are sitting here tonight will see it, hear it, and continue to just coast. Yeah, I've got that example, but I don't really need to work so hard to keep those balloons up for the next generation. It's not a big deal. We can't lower the standard. We can't take our blessings that God has given us for granted. We must appreciate and be thankful for those who ran before us and kept the balloons as high as they could for our generation and for our generations. We have to boldly say, by the grace of God, there will be no epic collapse in my life, not on my watch. I refuse to lay down and let these blessings fall so that when my children grow up, they have to break their backs and claw their way back up, trying to get where God had us originally, all because of my negligence, my sin. By the grace of God, I will not let that happen. Amen. I will stand for the word of God. I will stand for the church. I will stand for the Lord. Amen. And I can't speak for you, but by the grace of God, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Don't take God's blessings for granted. Keep those balloons high. Keep those blessings going for the next generation.
Amen.
Let's stand for prayer.